WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
In the Democratic primary for Cook County State's attorney, three candidates are trying to unseat Kim Fox. They're all hammering her on how she handled the case of celebrity Jussie Smollett.
You should have gotten up in front of the public and said, here's why I dropped the charges.
Jussie Smollett was treated differently from everybody else.
What upsets me the most is the unequal justice involved here.
Smollett is the TV actor accused of staging a hate crime against himself last year and reporting falsely about it to Chicago police. Fox said she tried to help Smollett when she thought he was a victim. When he became the suspect, she publicly recused herself from the case, but then privately continued to influence it. Then her office abruptly dropped all the charges against him. That made national headlines and led to condemnation of Fox, especially by police who'd spent a lot of time investigating the alleged hoax. Nearly a year later, Smollett is center stage in the state's attorney's race. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports on how the scandals impacted Fox's base of support.
When Kim Fox ran for state's attorney in 2016, she promised two big things. One was to help tamp down a surge in violent crime. The other was to carry out criminal justice reforms. She had a lot of support from Black Lives Matter activists and from groups that try to get progressives elected. I reached more than a dozen of these Fox supporters to find out what they think of her tenure as state's attorney and how the Jussie Smollett case has affected their view. One of them is Krista Noel, a founder of a group called Women's All Points Bulletin.
It was a little shady the way she recused herself.
Then Noel remembers Fox's office let Smollett walk away
without having to say that he did anything wrong.
But she says ultimately that decision to drop the charges was in keeping with what Fox promised to do.
He lost his job. He paid $10,000. Did he need to be jailed or imprisoned?
Jussie Smollett doesn't affect people's lives in the way that the real reforms that Kim Fox has made in her first term in office and the ways that those reforms have affected people's lives.
Amisha Patel heads Grassroots Illinois Action.
For us, it was a no-brainer to endorse her once again. Our people don't care about this actor. They care about their family members and their neighbors on their block, and they care about what's happening as people interact with the criminal justice system in Cook County.
Activists say Smollett is insignificant compared to the office's other responsibilities, like prosecuting all the murders in Chicago and suburban Cook County, and having control, or at least influence, over expungements, wrongful convictions, incarceration rates. Anti-gun violence activist Camila Williams says Fox's mishandling of the Smollett case is nothing compared to how previous state's attorneys turned a blind eye to the now well-documented torture of African-American suspects under Police Commander John Burge.
Torture, letting police officers go, this Jussie Smollett situation, that's pure irrelevance to people who are impacted by gun violence every day, that are traumatized, that have PTSD. And I'm one of them. I don't even want to hear it no more.
I reached many other people who helped elect Fox 4 years ago. Activists, reform-minded attorneys, nonprofit groups. I couldn't find any who left her camp because of Smollett. Sun-Times and ABC7 analyst Laura Washington says that's not surprising because these groups have closer ties to the people Fox talks about helping.
The people who have benefited most from her policies are people of color in low-income communities.
And who are the voters most likely to be swayed by the Smollett talk?
People who don't live in the communities and don't connect with the communities where the crime is happening, where the injustices are happening. They have a right to be angry about the bungling of this case, but they are not living those injustices.
Washington says these are the people Fox's challengers need to turn out.
I think if Kim Fox loses this race, it's going to be because of Jussie Smollett.
The election is March 17th. Early voting starts across Cook County today. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.